crossing the line. I tell myself I can't write poetry like that, that my voice just won't obey what the mind wants to imitate. And even though I once was a blackbird, my voice will sing no more. Isolated by accident, I consider knives and scissors and fingernail, cutting up a past by creating jagged shapes out of paper and new definitions out of thin air. How the pieces get put back together is out of my control, for there are more compelling things to consider as we cross over the line.